Okay, so we're here with Seamus Boyd, returning player to the Nelson Leafs. He'll be his third year with the team, and head coach Briar McNanny. So I spoke with your coach a couple weeks ago now, I think. We mostly talked about, well, it being his first full year with the team, but also the changes that KIJHL and other junior B leagues in BC moving to junior A. So you have a player's perspective. You're going to have different thoughts on that. What are your thoughts on the change to junior A?
Yeah, you know, like the change to junior A, mentally, it's like not a big change. Like, I'm going to come to the rink, do the exact same stuff, work as hard as I can every time. It's more of a change of the players coming in. Like, we'll get a higher caliber player, more depth. You know, it'll be a more competitive league this year for sure.
So, like I mentioned already, this is going to be your third year on the team. Were there thoughts of going elsewhere? Did the change to junior A mean anything to you on returning? Did you want to pursue junior A?
Yeah, like, junior A has always been kind of there and something I want to do, so... You know, getting the bump up to junior A is definitely a big thing and coming back, and it makes me a lot more excited to be here for this year.
What are your thoughts on trying to attract players to the Leafs? Like, not just a change to junior A. Why should other kids want to come play for the Nelson Leafs?
Oh, there's a plethora of reasons why. We have tons of players moving on to college, especially from last year, and we got, like, the best fans in the league, best rink in the league, best community in the league, so... You know, we got a lot of stuff going for us. Good.
Speaking of the fans, you're one of their favorites. Probably several reasons to that. You're a local kid, grew up here. It's your third year on the team, like I mentioned, but you also had over 140 penalty minutes last year. So for the new guys joining the team, young guys, kids from elsewhere, what can they do to, you know, get these fans to love them?
You know, I think you just got to play with passion. Like, you got to show some heart on the ice. Like, maybe don't go in the box as much as I do. I'll try to work on that a bit, but I think you just gotta play with heart, and you gotta show the fans that you actually want to be there and care about winning and playing like your hardest, you know.
Another change, your coach here, Briar McNanny, his first full year with the team, and I guess you haven't really seen this season. We haven't started camp yet, but what were the differences in the coaching staff once he took over?
Yeah, when he took over, we were in like a big slump. You know, we had a big spot where we didn't have a head coach and we had lots of players suspended and everything, so we were on a bit of a slide, and Briar came in, kind of changed our whole view in the year, kind of boosted us back up. It was a good change coming from, you know, we had the DeBellas coaching us for however long
decades.
They were here, yeah. And so we got used to their style, which is a good style, like nothing bad about them, but it's nice and refreshing to get a different point of view in the locker room and kind of change some of the stuff that the players have gotten used to just with the old coaches for that many years. And so it's like a change of perspective and some good changes in the systems and in the mindset that we were in.
I'd just like to say thank you for recording this. I'm going to hold it against him all year, everything he just said.
Perfect. We already heard from you about how high the expectations you have for this team are, and it sounds like, Seamus, you agree. What do you have to say to the fans? What should they expect from this team this season?
I think for the fans, expect nothing less than wins. We're gonna come and win every game. Every game we're gonna come to win.
At least home games.
We'll put on a show for sure. Like the fans are gonna love this year for sure.
I've mentioned this a couple times already, but this is your third year in the Leafs organization. And I know we got a new coaching staff, but the Nelson Leafs organization has been respected for a long time, even prior to this change. How has this organization helped you grow as a player and as a person?
Being a part of this team, it opens a door to the community. Like, helps me, you know, be a part of the community, be a part of, you know, everything that's going on. If it's helping kids, like doing fundraisers, going to the schools, doing all that stuff. And it really opens my eyes because, like, I was one of the kids that, you know, when I was younger, the Leafs would come visit my school or whatever, play some hockey with me. And that was, like, all I wanted. I was like, that's the dream. And now I can kind of give that back to the community.
No, it definitely makes a big difference, even just meeting local players at camps, sometimes meeting them after games, like you said. Maybe you go to a skater, they come to your school. Little things like that kids will remember forever. Even if, you know, you get a little older and you go, oh, it's just junior B or whatever. It's not that to a seven-year-old kid. It's everything to them. So the question is more for you, Briar, talking about camps coming up. So when are you going to get these kids on the ice?
Yeah, so we have them going September 1st. Game plan there is to get a couple practices in. The next day we're going to have a little bit of 3-on-3 and 5-on-5. Next day, we're going to finish off with a little more 5-on-5, some round of cuts after that, and then we're going to have a little billet and volunteer barbecue just as an appreciation. They do so much for us throughout the years and other junior hockey teams as well. It's only right that we give back to them a little bit, so hopefully our guys know how to cook some burgers and make sure that they're edible so they don't hear about it all year. But, yeah, we're going to do that, and then we're going to simulate a game day on the Monday, get the boys some videos, some pregame skates, and then we're opening up the rink for a bit of a top 40 game. We're calling it the Green and White game. And, yeah, beer gardens will be open. We'll try and have a full game day simulation for all of our volunteers and our fans. So everyone's welcome the entire weekend. That's the game plan, and it's exciting for us and hopefully excited for everyone who wants to come out and watch.
So it's all coming at us pretty quick here. How many kids are you going to have in camp, and how many make the roster?
Right now we have about 45 kids coming into camp. Every single one of them we've told that if you're being brought in, you have a legitimate shot at making our team. So we're pretty happy with the depth that we have coming into camp at every single position, as well as the young guys coming in. We have about 8 locals who are coming to try and make the team as well. If not, then they're guys that we've targeted as possible affiliates for this year and just to get their feet wet as just a bottom line if they don't make the team. We're looking pretty damn good, we'll say that.
It sounds like a super competitive camp, 45 guys. It doesn't sound like it'll be easy to make the team, even for a third-year player, eh, Seamus?
Yeah, I've been putting the work in the gym. I'm going to come, you know, ready to go.
But how do you have to change how you come into a camp like this? You've been to several of them now. You've been on the team. Like, how do you come in as more of a leader this year?
Yeah, I think this year, for the camp at least, my mentality is kind of to help the younger kids come in and, you know, help them be comfortable, not all jittery, nervous, and help them show what they can do for the camp, but also, like, scare them a bit so they aren't too comfortable, you know?
That's a good mindset. Brad, just any last things to say on the kids that coming to camp, new guys coming in, guys from, I don't know, who have you recruited? We have talked about it, about the Junior A thing. How have you bringing any big names or...
Yeah, we've got some pretty good players coming in, all the way from British Columbia, all the way to Ontario. We've got a guy represented from each province, so we're pretty widespread in our recruiting this year. We're lucky our general manager has a lot of contacts as well. The two of us and our scouts have been working the phones quite a bit, so some pretty high-end guys, including a couple that are coming off of the Academy League there in the CSSHL, national champions, and they're coming to play for us, so... The quality of guys that we have coming in that we've been able to recruit and coming to camp is pretty exciting for us, and we know it will be for the fan base as well. And I just hope we get a lot of people to come out and watch our camp games. The doors are open, and we're excited to have fans come watch.
Sounds exciting. You guys are both excited. A lot of expectations to live up to with what you guys have to say, but by the looks on your faces, I believe you. So, guys, thanks for joining me. We'll check back in a couple of weeks once you get camp rolling and see how that's going.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.